Hello, my name is Susan Aylesbury. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and a practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, and I've been helping people to make lasting changes in their lives for many years. The purpose of this CD is to give you information about hypnosis, dispel some of the myths, and actually give you an experience of hypnosis on track 3. Track 2 is specifically designed for those of you who want to stop smoking. I'm going to talk briefly about how the conscious and unconscious mind works and our unique hypnosis system combined with the new science of neurolinguistic programming, which takes hypnosis to even greater levels of effectiveness. I'm going to compare hypnosis to other levels of emotional and behavioral change and answer the most commonly asked questions about hypnosis while you're listening in the comfort of your car, on your Walkman, or perhaps at home. And by the way, track 3 of this CD is not to be listened to while driving or operating machinery. On this first track, I'm going to explain why hypnosis can be a very powerful way to stop smoking, lose weight, or even be rid of a phobia. Because many people stop smoking and then start again, much like many people lose weight and then put it back on, I'm only interested in permanent change. And for many people who have tried other methods and failed, hypnosis represents their best chance of lasting change. Let me start by explaining a little bit about what hypnosis really is and what it isn't. There's nothing strange or mysterious about hypnosis. Hypnotherapy is just a profession, like any other. Put simply, hypnosis is increased relaxation and concentration. And as magnified concentration specialists, we take negative habits, like the habit of smoking, and replace it with positive habits, such as exercise and eating healthily. Hypnosis represents an opportunity for you to change. It's a gift that you're giving to yourself by allowing yourself to become master of your own mind and separate the past habit with what you want today. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and we're simply the guides to show you how to go into your own mind and make the changes you want to make. Indeed, we all go into a state of hypnosis every day, when you drive your car, when you daydream. You're on automatic pilot. You're in a hypnotic state. You're reading a book, for example, and someone comes along and speaks to you. You're so engrossed in the book that you don't hear them. That's a state of hypnosis. Or watching movies, you focus in on the movie so much that you start to feel the emotions of that film. That's a state of magnified concentration, also known as environmental hypnotism. Music can also put us into a receptive state. When you hear a favourite song or a piece of music, you can quickly and easily access the memories associated with it, even if it was a very long time ago. So every one of us has been hypnotised before, probably not by a clinical hypnotherapist, but through the environment. Hypnosis is something we do regularly, throughout our daily lives. We just call it by different names when really we're describing different states of trance or hypnosis. So now let's talk about the mind. Did you know that the mind has two parts to it? The conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Now your conscious mind is everything you're aware of right now. For example, you're aware of the sound of my voice speaking to you. You might be aware of the chair you're sitting in, if that's what you're doing right now, or the colours around you as you look around. Now your conscious mind can be aware of 5 or 6 pieces of information a second, yet your unconscious mind can process over 2 million bits of information a second. This part of your mind is your autopilot, and it runs your life for you, and it's been building habits for you perfectly since the day you were born. Everything you do is an unconscious habit. The way you brush your teeth, the way you put your shoes on in the morning, even breathing. And right now, you don't have to think, breathe in, breathe out, because the autonomic nervous system is run by your unconscious mind and does it for you. It pumps blood around your body. It takes care of all automatic functions. And if you're listening in the car right now, you don't have to think about driving because it's automatic. But there was a time when you were learning to drive, when you had to think about looking in the mirror, changing gear or signalling. At the time, learning to drive was a complete overload for the tiny conscious mind. But then the little conscious mind downloaded the information to the powerful unconscious mind, and those things all became, over a period of time, automatic habitual behaviours. What hypnosis does is quite simple. Instead of practicing to acquire a new habit or get rid of an old unwanted habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate directly with the unconscious mind and cut out the practicing stage. So when the conscious mind does something new, like the first time you smoke a cigarette, then after 4 or 5 times of performing this act, the unconscious mind says, "I'll take that on board as a programmed habit and do that job for you." And before you know it, you don't think about it anymore, and you find yourself buying cigarettes and smoking regularly. Now, some habits are useful, like driving or riding a bike, while others are not, like smoking or overeating. You can try, like many people have, to change these unhealthy habits with the conscious willpower, but the far more powerful unconscious mind will protect its habits, good or bad, because it doesn't know the difference. It just knows it's a habit. If the unconscious mind didn't protect its habits, a person could forget how to drive in the middle of going somewhere in their car, or forget how to swim whilst in the swimming pool. It's a survival mechanism, and the unconscious mind protects its habits. Now, you know that it makes conscious, logical sense to stop smoking or overeating, but because the habit is in the unconscious mind, you keep doing it. This is why, whenever you try to stop smoking, eat less, or get over a phobia, you have this battle going on between the conscious and unconscious mind. With the use of hypnosis, that battle can be resolved, making it easy for you to make and keep the change. The simple fact of life is that we're all creatures of habit, and if we have a method of controlling habit in a quick, easy way, then we can take control of our lives. Hypnosis, when it is done correctly, is that method. So where do our habits come from? Well, let's take eating habits. Here's one, for example. When we're small, parents will often say, "Eat up everything on the plate. There are starving children in the world." We've all heard that a few times. So here we are, years later, and we're still doing it. Now, when we were kids, that may have been a good habit, because the plates were smaller, we were a lot smaller, and we ran around a lot. But now, the plates are bigger, we're a lot bigger, and we don't run around as much. So sometimes we need to change that habit, and maybe install a new habit of running around and exercising a lot more. Now let's look at smoking. Most people have tried a cigarette when they were younger. Some persisted through all the coughing and the spluttering and the dizziness, not to mention the awful taste, and they repeated this behaviour until the unconscious mind said, "Okay, let's make this an automatic habit." And from that moment on, they smoked. Now you can say to yourself, "You won't smoke," but then you'll find yourself wanting to reach for one, because the conscious mind is like the tiny tip of an iceberg above water. The unconscious mind is like the iceberg under the water. It's bigger, stronger, and far more powerful. Whenever you have conscious willpower versus unconscious imagination, then the imagination will always win. What are you really imagining when you think, "Don't smoke that cigarette"? You're imagining smoking that cigarette, which is why, ironically, the harder you try not to smoke that cigarette or eat that bar of chocolate, the more you want it. The reason why hypnosis is so powerful for changing unconscious habits and behaviours is because you don't have to consciously think over and over again to think a certain way, feel a certain way, or behave a certain way. Hypnosis makes it instant. It makes it automatic, because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the unconscious mind, the place where all habits are kept. Now at this point, let's dispel some of the myths about hypnosis and say what it is and what it isn't. Hypnosis is simply a state of relaxation. We often say to clients before a session, "Don't expect to feel hypnotized. Just expect to feel relaxed." Because people have seen the old films and stage shows, and sometimes it seems from the outside as though the person is in some strange state and under the control of the hypnotist. But it's really only a state of relaxation. It's a very familiar feeling. In fact, we all go in and out of a state of hypnosis throughout the day. Which is why, when some people ask, "Can I be hypnotized?" We always tell them that anybody of normal intelligence can be hypnotized because we're all going in and out of a trance all day long. For example, you're in a car, at a red traffic light, and the light changes to green, and you don't notice until someone honks the horn behind you. You've drifted into a relaxed state, which is an alpha brainwave state, which is a state of light to medium trance or hypnosis. So you see that it's a very familiar state, because we're all drifting in and out of various states of hypnosis all day long. One question we get is, what does it feel like to be hypnotized? Well, the answer is, a lot of people don't feel any different when they're hypnotized, and they often tell us that they were just sitting there, going along with it, which is exactly the right thing to do, because it was not until they were coming out of hypnosis that they realized how deeply hypnotized they'd been. Perhaps the biggest misconception that I want to put right is that we can't control your mind. We can't make you do anything you don't want to do, but we can help you easily to do something you do want to do. We often say to people, if I were to suggest to you, while in the chair, that you'll rob every bank in London and bring me the money, well, of course, you would refuse. The point we're making is, if we were to say anything you'd disagree with, it would be filtered out by the deepest structures of the unconscious mind, your ethics, morals, values, and beliefs. The next big myth is, will I lose my memory? We say, no, you'll remember everything that goes on in the session. It will be as if you've just been sitting there in the chair, with your eyes closed, while in a deep, relaxed state, that's all. And here's another one. Is it possible that one could get stuck in a hypnotic state? Of course not, because that's like saying, I sat down and closed my eyes to relax and listen to my favourite piece of music and got stuck there. And that doesn't happen, and never will. In fact, when people question the safety of hypnosis, we often remind them that several years back the government did an 18-month investigation into hypnosis after a schizophrenic tried to sue a famous stage hypnotist. Of course, in the end, not only was the case dismissed, but the really good thing to come out of that situation for our profession was that the government concluded that hypnosis is 100% safe. It's also notable that hypnosis is now widely used in hospitals for irritable bowel syndrome and pain control even in childbirth, and it has, of course, been widely used in dentistry for decades now. So now we know that hypnosis is totally safe. It's a normal, natural, everyday state. The question is, does hypnosis work? Since the British and American Medical Associations approved clinical hypnosis in the 1950s, there have been many important scientific research papers and academic books written that contain countless studies on the effectiveness of hypnosis. For example, there was one study printed in January 1968 edition of the American Journal of Clinical Hypnosis entitled The Use of Hypnosis in 1,000 Cases of Tobacco Maniacs. There are three interesting points about this study. First of all, he didn't just test 50 or 100 people, he actually tested 1,000 people. Secondly, he didn't just follow up for a month or two to make sure that they remained non-smokers, he actually followed up 18 months later. And thirdly, out of 1,000 smokers after 18 months, he found with his methods of hypnosis, 94% remained non-smokers. And this was one of the most impressive studies done, largely due to his unique approach, which we've studied in depth. And we believe that we've made a few improvements in the last 35 years in the field of clinical hypnosis. Our unique approach combines the best of traditional hypnosis techniques with the fairly new science of neurolinguistic programming, NLP. So let's recap. You now know that hypnosis is safe. You know that hypnosis makes it easier to change habits. You know that hypnosis has been proven to work. No one has ever been harmed in any way by hypnosis. On the contrary, the effects are all positive: stress reduction, memory improvement, pain control, an increase of self-esteem, and leaving old unwanted patterns behind, to name just a few of the benefits. I hope you've enjoyed this track and that this information has been useful to you. If you're listening to this CD because you want to stop smoking, please continue with track 2. Otherwise, please skip to track 3 and listen to the relaxation.